Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. Oh, my goodness, what a morning, what a day. It is Monday, and I'm having a Monday of all Mondays. Family, I want to welcome you to episode 5 of Swan Talk Daily Devotional. I love you so much, family. Let's get this party started. My name is Twan. I am the host and executive producer here at Twan Talk, and I have a charity called Sisters of Mercy where we make love baskets for the poor. And basically, our love baskets consist of household items, personal care items, or food items. And what I do is I take a laundry basket, family. For my YouNow audience, you're not familiar with me. Facebook, you guys are familiar with me. Hey, Facebook fam. Hey, I love you so much. Hello, Brother Joe. I see you. Hello, Reverend Samuel. I see you. God bless you. If you guys can see me today, just type the word L-O-V-E, love. L-O-V-E, and I'll give you a shout-out. My YouNow family, Muhammad, I see you. And a lot of people, I see you on YouNow. Let me see you type the word love, please. And Kevin, I see you, baby. Let's see who else is watching. Y'all know I am blind as a bat. And I'm trying to be cute here and not put on my glasses. Let's see here. Nathan, I see you. God bless you. And unfazed Blake. Blake, you're unfazed today? I see you, baby. Okay. So, family, I want to welcome you. I'm so excited. And I want to welcome you to episode 5 of Twan Talk Daily Devotional. And basically, we take the next 30 minutes. And we just go over scriptures in which I have actually studied earlier in the day. And so today, let me put on my glasses, family. Today's scriptures we're going to be going over Ezra 1 through 6 and Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18 through 18. But first, family, what I want to speak to you about today is the favor of God. And, you know, sometimes they say favor isn't fair, but the favor of God, family, it is so, so special. And when I was at Mass earlier today, going over to St. Paul's, because I go to St. Paul's, and then I go to St. Mary's, but I'm a member of St. Thomas of Aquinas. But then I also visit a Pentecostal church on Sunday. And so it's all love and it's all God. And family, I even visit mosques and whatnot with people who invite me, and I pray, and I have an excellent experience at the mosque that I go to in Johnson City. And so I just want you to know that love is love, and that is what God's spirit is, family. His spirit is the spirit of love. I see the thumbs up. Thank you so much. Apostle Moses, I love you so much. Thank you, family. Thank you, everybody. And so, but family, God's spirit is the spirit of love. He said, with love and kindness have I drawn you close to me. And that's what Jesus did. When Jesus walked the earth with his disciples and with the women and everybody else who followed him, and, during biblical times, he utilized the spirit of love, the spirit of kindness to draw the people, to spread the message of Christianity, and to evangelize the gospel. And so that is what we must do, family. We must be lovers of people. You know, we have to be people persons in this industry. Some people say, wow, I'm not a people person. Well, guess what? If you are in the gospel and if you are in this business called Christianity or family called Christianity, I don't want to refer to it as a business, but I just say if you are in the industry of Christendom, you have to be a people person. You can't survive without it. Because guess what, family? In everything, it's important for us to be authentic in nature. And so pretty soon or later, the real us is going to come out. So we have to love people. We have to love people right where they are. Family, if you're with me, type L-O-V-E. Type the word love if you see me. You see it right up behind me. And it is. It says love. Let me do it with this hand. The word love, that is a canvas, and someone painted that, and I purchased that from a store, but you see right up behind me is the word love. If you're on my YouNow, you can see me pointing to the painting that I have of the word love, L-O-V-E, because I want you to know that I love you on today. I want you to know that this connection that we have, it is special, it is real, and I see you and I love you. But more importantly, family, God sees you and God loves you. You are amazing. You are created with such gifts and such talents and such uniqueness. You know, other people may be able to duplicate things in life and create other forms and other avenues and other industries, but when it comes to human nature and the human body, and when I'm speaking to you, Kevin B., or if I'm speaking to Muhammad, or I'm speaking to Apostle Moses Kingsley, there's only one. There's only one me. There's only one you. We are the original. People can duplicate you and try to duplicate characteristics that you have that they see that are valuable, but guess what? They can copy, but they can only copy the original. They're walking around, and most people are counterfeits because they don't know who they are. So never let anybody beat you at being who you are, being who God created you to be. And that is a loving being, a loving being. Let me see you guys type the word love on today. That's what it's all about. Love is the name of the game. And so when you wake up in the morning, I have a challenge for you. When you wake up in the morning, wake up and say, God, who can I love on this morning? Who can I pour out love? Who can I see about? Who may be lonely? Who may be depressed? Who may be experiencing anxiety attacks? Who may be experiencing panic attacks? Who may be broke today? You know, and the thing about it is you can love them back to life. We can love people back to health. We can just love covers a multitude of sins. Love covers a multitude of indiscretions. I'm talking about love for today. But family, it's very important that while we're giving all this love out, that we let love begin with us. Sometimes, family, who's with me? I don't know who I'm talking to on today, or maybe I'm just the only one where I've had to be so many things to so many people and be a chameleon. A chameleon is an animal, an insect that adapts to its own environment. And humans, we're very good at being chameleon-like, adapting to our own environment. I see you. I love you so much. Hello, LB. I love you. I love my Facebook fam. I love my YouNow fam. I love you if you're listening to me via Blog Talk Radio. I was going to say Blog Talk Radio, but that's actually Blog Talk Radio. I love you guys. So, family, once I digress, you guys will see, because I think of a lot of stuff, and sometimes I digress, but I digress with a purpose. Love. We're talking about love today, and I'm talking about self-love. Sometimes, family, we can be pulled in so many directions that we don't even know, like, which way is up, which way is down. And what happens is sometimes we have to enter into God's rest. We have to take a moment of silence for ourselves. We have to recharge our battery. We have to evaluate ourselves and our purpose and realize what, okay, y'all, breaking news, former Representative Anthony Weiner is sentenced to 21 months in prison for sexting a 15-year-old girl. Family, let's pray for his family. Let's just pray for any type of sexual assault victims. Let's just pray, Lord. Let's just pray, family. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift up any sexual assault survivors right now. Father God, we lift up Anthony Weiner's family right now, Huma Aberdeen, his estranged wife. We lift up their son. We lift up everyone in our family right now for this news, this breaking news on his sentences. It's not meant for us to gossip about him, but it's meant for us to pray for the situation. God, for you to get the glory out of not his act, but out of being the redeemer that you are, the restorer that you are. Father God, it is a lot of people that are hurt right now because of his actions, his wife, his estranged wife, Huma Aberdeen, Hillary Clinton's aide, former aide, and he has a son. They have a son together. Father God, his constituents that looked up to him when he was in politics and before the fall came. Lord God, we just cover the situation. We look to you. We look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from you, God. Our help comes from you on today. And we lift up this Anthony Weiner sentencing situation, Lord God. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus. I pray for the people that are hurt behind his actions. I pray for healing. I pray for forgiveness, Lord God. Father God, I pray for strength even now, Father God. Even now, if we have any sexual assault victims that are tuned in via you now, any sexual assault survivors that are tuned in there on Facebook, if you're with my Blog Talk family and you're listening to this podcast and you are a victim and a survivor of rape, incest, or sexual molestation, know that God has a purpose for you. Firstly, know that it wasn't your fault. I don't care what you did. There's nothing you did to deserve it. And if this is the first time that you've heard, you're hearing that or hearing this, God bless you on today. God bless you for your strength. I pray that God restores your virtue back to you and know that you are a survivor. You are not a victim. You are a survivor. If you are tuned in and you are listening to this broadcast right now, God set it up for such a time as this. You are a survivor in Christ Jesus, and God has a purpose for you, even though you may be broken. Don't let that define you. Don't let that define you. Only let what God says about you define you, okay? And so, family, I just love you. I love you, and if you're my You Now family, it's my first time here on You Now. I love you. I love you so much. If y'all can hear me, let's type the word L-O-V-E because it's all about love, family. It's love. And I tell you what, if you are a victim, I am a certified domestic violence advocate and rape crisis assistant advocate. So if you are a survivor of these things, if this has plagued your life or plagued the life of someone that's near and dear to you, you can message me on Twitter. You can message me on Facebook, Swan Talk. You can message me here on You Now, and I can personally counsel you. I'm certified to do it, and I can pray for you more importantly because prayer changes things. Family, let me put on my little Ray-Ban sack while we get into today's lesson. Today's lesson, those of you who have the Word of God with you, as or your tablets, or you can Google, today's lesson is Ezra 1 through 6. So Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 through 6 is the devotional. And also we'll be covering Luke 8, 16 through 18. Luke 8, 16 through 18. So first, I marked it earlier in my Bible. I like to highlight things, family. So I am going to be reading from my catechism, the scriptures, but you can read from whatever translation that you can understand, because it's more important, more so than the translation, it's more important your understanding. And I know a lot of people don't realize that, but I'm not stuck or moved by translations. I'm more impressed with you just getting the Word of God and implementing it into your life, you know. And so I love you so much. And family, if you like what I'm doing here, you're more than welcome to fan me. I see some people are saying that they became a fan. Lay Santana 26, I see you, baby. God bless you. I love you so much, and I will fan you as well. And You Now, family, after I complete the daily devotional and I complete my Facebook Live, I am just going to stay on a little bit more before I go to Mass at 12:10 over at St. Mary's of Assumption to love on you and talk to you and get to know you a little bit better. But right now, let's go to Ezra. And what did I say, family? Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. And it reads, the decree of Cyrus. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, to issue a proclamation throughout his entire kingdom, both by word of mouth and in writing. Thus said Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdom of the earth, the Lord, the God of heaven, has given to me, and he has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. And y'all, the tribe of Judah, Judah is another word that simply means praise. And so that's what we have to do, family. We have to just, you know, praise God, lift him on high, worship him. But when you ever hear people speaking of the word Judah or the term Judah, it simply means praise, okay? And it says, those among you who, just to continue the text here in Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, continuing with verse 3, it says, those among you who belong to any part of his people, may their God be with them. Let them go up to Jerusalem in Judah to build the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. That is the God who is in Jerusalem. Let all those who have survived in whatever place they may have lived be assisted by the people of that place, that silver, gold, goods, and livestock, together with voluntary offerings for the house of God in Jerusalem. Verse 5, then the heads of ancestral houses of Judah and Benjamin and the priests of the Levites, everyone that is whose spirit and had been stirred up by God, prepared to go up to build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. All their neighbors gave them help in every way, with silver, gold, goods, livestock, and many precious gifts besides all their voluntary offerings. Somebody say love on today. Now, these people that we're reading about in the return of exile, the decree of Cyrus, we're talking about love, family. That is a demonstration of God's power and a demonstration of God's love. Let's go ahead and jump over to Luke chapter 8, verses 16 through 18, family. Luke chapter 8, verses 16 through 18, the parable of the lamp. And it reads, no one who lights a lamp conceals it with a vessel or sets it under a bed. Rather, he places it on a lampstand so that those who enter may see the light. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. Family, let's talk about that for a second, all right? Verse 17 of Luke chapter 8, for there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. So, family, let this encourage you on today. Say you're at a place where you're like, God, what is my purpose? Or you've lost your place in life. Has anyone ever been there? We're talking about the spirit of love on today. But I want to talk to you also about your purpose. Know that God has not forgotten about you. God is still on the throne, and God loves you. God loves you if you're on Facebook. If you're on you now, God loves you. God loves you on today. And just know that at the appointed time, God will reveal to you your true purpose, your true destiny. And then also, on the opposite end, that's diametrically opposed to what I talked about just now, if there is someone and they come to you as a dove, as an angel, but they're actually a demon, or they're actually a wolf in sheep's clothing, know that God will reveal their true character, their true nature to you. Nothing will be hidden to you. You just have to look for the sign. But there is nothing hidden that will not become visible, and nothing secret that will not be known and come to light. So, family, if they are perpetrating a fraud, don't you be fooled, and don't you fret. God is is on your side, and God will cause you to win. And what will happen is they will sort of slip up. Hello, Queen, I love you. Queen, I love you. You're the number one fan. Thank you for the likes, family. Family, if you like what you hear, just go ahead and send me a like if you're on YouTube now. I love seeing that. I love seeing that. And you now, family, like I said, I will be talking with you sort of close to the close of this broadcast, but I love you so much. Yes, yes, I really love God, Nico, I love your name. And you know what? I feel that you love God, too. In order for you to be tuning in, family, Facebook fam, my You Now fam, my Blog Talk Radio fam, we are tri-casted on today. We're all across all three platforms, you know, because we serve a right now God, but we serve a God of possibilities, okay? We serve a God of possibilities, and there is nothing too hard for God. And family, when I was trying to get all of these things to go on, what happened was I was trying to do them all at one time, but you know, it was all at the same time. But then the Holy Spirit took off, and it wasn't working. My You Now on my phone, I was trying to connect it. It wasn't working. Facebook, it was tripping. And then Blog Talk Radio, my Blog Talk Radio family that I love. Hey, Queen, I love you. I love you so much. I love all my fans. And that is a term that You Now uses, Facebook family. They have, like, this platform, and people can become fans, and I love it because it flashes up on the screen. But what I was about to say, before I digress, I'm trying to do so many things at one time, and nothing seemed to be working. So what I did was I prayed, and I said, Holy Spirit, help me out. And the Holy Spirit said, first of all, go to your laptop and connect your You Now family. Then go to Facebook and connect your Facebook family. Hey, Facebook, I love you. I love you. And then the Holy Spirit said, while that you are simultaneously broadcasting on You Now and Facebook, go ahead and set up your switchboard for your Blog Talk Radio family. See, so when you humble yourself, God gives you wisdom. And guess what? Now I have all three platforms going, and we're enjoying ourselves. And guess what? I am not stressed. I am not feeling anxious. I am not overwhelmed. And I'm able to speak of what? Love. Speak of love on today because I love you so much. All right, family. So now that we've read Ezra chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, we've read the Gospel of Luke 8, verses 16 through 18, let me encourage you on today by saying, From the Lord, I am the salvation of the people, says the Lord. Should they cry to me in any distress, I will hear them, and I will be their Lord forever. So, family, have you ever cried? I mean, just broke it down and broke out your ugly cry, too, when you've been alone. Have you ever just cried out and just out of loneliness or even sometimes out of anger? Some people lash out, some people cry, some people will drop. But have you ever just cried out and you just felt so all alone? This scripture and this word is for you. I'm going to reverberate it. It says, I am the salvation of the people, says the Lord. Should they cry to me in any distress, I will hear them, and I will be their Lord forever. So the word of God declares that, beloved, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So what are we worried about on today? What are we stressing over on today? What are we depressed over on today? We have God Almighty himself on our side. We have the Holy Spirit on our side. We have Jesus Christ on our side. We have the saints of God and the saints of heaven on our side. So why are we distressed? Why are we depressed? We need to be too blessed to be stressed on today. But it happens, family. It happens. But just know that if you are a person in which this word is applicable to, your distress, even in your distress, I just stopped by to tell you that even in your distress, God loves you, and he comes to see about you, and he loves you, and that you are never alone. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So, family, I encourage you to never feel alone, because God is right there. God is right there when we are in our valley, in our mountain days, but also when we are in our having our valley times as well, in our valley moments and in our low moments. God is right there waiting to love on us and still loving us, because he changes not. Man, we change. We get sometimes. One day we got somebody over here, they like you on Monday, but then Friday rolls around, they act like they don't even know you. And oh my gosh, don't even get me talking if they owe you some money. And then they want to act brand new. Oh my goodness, huh? Don't even, woo, I didn't act brand new when you needed that money, and then now you want to act like you don't know me? Honey, get real, honey. That's why I love Jesus, and I encourage you to love God with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding, but it always acknowledge him, family, and guess what? He will direct your path. He has to. It's the word of God. So if you are lost on today, it's not too late to give your life back to Christ, or to give your life to Christ and say, Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Lord God, I believe in your son, Jesus, that he died on the cross for me. And I ask him right now to come into my heart and live with me and dwell with me forever. That is the prayer of salvation. And if you prayed that prayer on today along with me, I want to hear from you. Direct message me, connect with me. You can Google me on Twine Talk. I'm Trista Twine, and I love you. I love you on today. I love you so much. We're talking about love, family. Somebody type love, L-O-V-E, love, love, love. That's what we're talking about. Okay. So we have a responsive reading on today, Psalm 126, verses 1 through 2, 3, and chapter 4 of Psalm, verses 4 through 5 and 6. So Psalm 126, verses 1 through 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And the responsive reading on today is, the Lord has done marvels for us. The Lord has done marvels, marvelous things, marvels for us, wonders for us. That's how good God is, family. He does amazing. He's so majestic. He's so marvelous. He's so beautiful. I'm talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But the Lord, family, has done marvels for us, Facebook. Hallelujah. Somebody shout and type hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Somebody on you now, type amen. Type amen if the Lord has done marvels for you. And when you couldn't see your way out, but God made a way out of no way. We have about 19 seconds left in the live portion of the Blog Talk Radio, family. Blog Talk, I love you so much. We're going to continue on here, so be sure to access the archives, Blog Talk family. But I love you so much. So let's continue on with our reading, our responsive reading. The Lord has done marvels for us. Woo! That's so good. When the Lord brought back the captives of Zion, we were like men dreaming. Then our mouth was filled with laughter, and our tongue with rejoicing. And we say, the Lord has done marvels for us. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad indeed. And we say, the Lord has done marvels for us. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like the torrents in the southern desert. Those that sow in tears shall reap rejoicing. And we say, the Lord has done marvels for us. Although they go forth weeping, carrying the seed to be sown, they shall come back rejoicing, carrying their sheaves. And we say to the Lord has done marvels for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let your light shine, people, before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. You have laid down your precepts to be carefully kept. May my ways be firm in keeping your studies. Let that be our prayer, that we keep God studying his word to show ourselves approved, and that we keep his statutes, family. And then, according to John 10:14, it says, I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep, and mine know me. Do you know Jesus on today? Huh? Do you know God on today? If you prayed that prayer of salvation, I'm so happy for you, and I want to welcome you into the kingdom of God. But I also want you to know that nobody said being a Christian that your life is going to be easy, that you're going to be exempt from calamity, that you're not going to become the number one target of the lesser light, the adversary, some call him Satan. It doesn't mean that we're going to be without problems, but just know that Christians, even though we are Christians, God, our universal God of love, is here for us. He's here for us to help us. And not only that, he sends a comforter, and I'm talking about the Holy Spirit on today, to comfort us in our times of need or just to love on us. If you need some comfort today, type L-O-V-E, love. Love on today. That's what we're talking about. You now, family, you guys hold tight. I'm going to stay with you and love on you. I see that we are 108 strong on you now. 109, y'all. Let's keep this a multiple of three. 109. I love it. I love the number nine. I love the number three. I love the number one, family, because guess what? You are a winner. And guess what? God is number one, and God is on your side. And you know what? If God is on your side, you know, you can't fail. It is impossible for you to fail with God on your side. So that's something for us to get excited about, that God is our champion. He is our chief advocate. He is our liaison in times of need, in times of crisis. We can go to him, and guess what, family? We can go to him, and we can enter into his rest. You now, family, y'all keep it at 109. Y'all stay, y'all send me and do whatever you guys do. I'm going to be right back to you. Facebook family, I love you. My Blog Talk Radio family, I love you. I will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank you for tuning in to episode 5 of Twine Talk Daily Devotional. Facebook family, I will see you tomorrow. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I love you, Apostle Moses. I love you. Mwah, mwah. Everybody, I love you so very much. Pastor Minza, I saw that you were tuning in. I love you. I love you so much. I will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Facebook Blog Talk. I will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. I love you. You now just stay put. Okay. So what I am going to do now is I just finished up the broadcast here with you now. With Facebook. And so I am going to end.